Well, Gary White, you've got quite a few going to the meeting at Tattersalls Park on the course proper on Sunday, and we might take a look at them race by race. Gary, your first race is the 1100 metre three-year-old maiden plate, and in that you're going to produce two, Grab That Cat and Three Crowns. First of all, Three Crowns, a pretty good debut effort.
Yeah, Pete, I did a lot of work from outside barrier, probably a little bit too much work. Ronan wanted to take the sit, but unfortunately, a horse on the inside dug up, so he had to use a bit more than he really wanted to. She still showed a bit of courage going the line and hit the line quite well. Subsequent to the run, she's done really well, Pete, and look forward to her running a big race. Also, Grab That Cat trialled really nicely. Went across the line with about four or five other runners. Took a tight opening on turning for home. He'll take a lot out of this run, and I'm sure once he steps up in distance, the owners have a bit of fun with him.
Well, you've got the Irish Brigade on your horses. You've got Ronan Keogh, of course, last year's leading apprentice, the Irishman, aboard Three Crowns, and Stephen Wilson, the new arrival, the Irishman, who's stationed up with Michael Trinder, he's aboard Grab That Cat.
Yeah, look, obviously both very good horsemen, and having a lot of luck at the moment with Ronan. He's the horse is very rarely don't weigh in, so he's riding really well for the stable. Steve, again, obviously with their background, would be very well versed, and Trinder wouldn't have him working for him if he didn't think he was confident. And had a ride for me the other day. The horse wasn't racing to her best ability, and he gave her every chance. So looking forward to giving those guys some rides.
Okay, well, race two, and this is a three-year-old and up maiden over the 1200 metres. You've got a couple in there as well. First of all, Speedo Zap, to be ridden by Brendan McCool and drawn barrier six, a nice barrier for Speedo Zap.
If Brendan's able, if the emergency doesn't get run, Brendan's able to ride him. He's a horse, I'm sure, once the tracks get wet again next season, he's going to come into his own. But his first race, he got held up coming to the corner, Pete. Hit the line really nicely. Obviously, after Sunday, he'll be looking for a bit more distance. But trained on really well from the run. The other horse, Zap Attack, caught out wide. Colvin Sanderson came back with a very good report. He believes the horse is going to have a good future. Again, he's sort of looking towards later on, like races like the Guineas. And, what was the other one again?
You've got Winnie Wainer,
yeah. Yeah, well, she's, she trialled really nicely. She got back in the trial and had to come round them. And, I'm sure Steve's vigour will encourage her over the closing stages, and she should find the line very well. But she's trained on really nicely from her trial, and I'm going that race with three nice horses.
Of the three, which do you prefer?
Of the three, I guess the one that has got a lot of upside is Zabit Attack.
Okay. You move on to the third race, which is the Class 1, and of course Ciccone. Well, he broke his maiden status three starts back. His two subsequent runs weren't all that clever, but you gave him a spell. He was probably at the end of his tether.
Yeah, and being a Lodani Pete, as you know, they need time, and this horse, I'm sure he needed the time. He'll get back in his race and hit the line, and then we'll step up in distance and see whether or not he's taken much improvement from the spell and a bit of maturity. He seems to be working quite nicely on the track, but again, as you and I know, track work and race days are totally different. The other horse, Nothing Sure, she was pole-axed at Launceston last preparation. She seems to have got a little bit of confidence back from her first start. We knew that she sort of knocked up at Launceston and run and go for every chance. She's a horse that has got a bit more than average ability if she gets her confidence stays with her. So I'd see both these horses sort of getting back a bit and hitting the line strong.
All right, now the feature races of the day. Now the first one is the Alexandra Plate for two-year-olds, a $25,000 race, and you present First Starter in Glisten. Now this one is owned and raced by good stable clients, David and Louise Adams, and by B and Coney. Now out of Jelly Knight Speed, and this is Jelly Knight Speed's first foal, I believe.
It is, and the trial really, really nicely, Pete. She rode like a greyhound. The 3 2-year-olds that day, the trial, Joel trialled really well. So, if she takes that trial run into this race, she's going to be in this race up to a year. So, again, subsequent to the trial, she's trained on really well, and will look good. Matt will parade well, and I'm sure she'll perform well.
Being counties usually take a little while to come to hand, but Jelly Knight Speed was a dead set jump and run horse, and she was a precocious 2-year-old. Does she take after her mum?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, I mean, look, she's, and the thing about her, Pete, she's foolproof. She does everything right. You know, she goes in the gates on her own. She'll stand there and she'll jump, and really impressed me. In the trials, she railed like a greyhound, got onto the right leg trial of the corner, she swapped legs and leaned into the corner, and hit the line really well, Pete.
All right, well, in race six, which is the Vase, and this is obviously the prelude to the three-year-old cup in a fortnight at Launceston, and you produced Southlander outside of his debut where things just went wrong at the start, and he lost the rider, but at his second and only other run in Launceston, it was a super performance where we had to do a lot of work. And take us through that performance.
Yeah, well, look, obviously, you had to do a lot of work from the outside barrier. He got over racing a bit, and the horse on the inside kicked up. And when he kicked up, he sort of made us do a lot more work than we needed to. But again, as we all know, when horses quitting off a tempo that quick, you know, it shows you that they've got a bit more than average ability. And bearing in mind, he only gets a third of his airway when he's doing anaerobic work, just speaks volumes about his ability and his will to win.
Now, you had planned to take him to Melbourne for a race on Melbourne Cup Day last Tuesday, but unfortunately the plane broke down and he never got to see the... he never left home soil.
No, it would have been really good, Pete, for him to have got there. Just to, I'm not saying he would have beat the winner, obviously. You'd never know, but it would have been nice to have been... to see how you're going to compete against those top of horses. And you know, we think he's got above average ability, and we'll find that out on Sunday, because obviously he won or two in the race to go really well. So but he was just disappointed that the plane broke down.
All right, well, in race seven, this is the Goodwood Handicap, and this is pretty much the prelude to the Newmarket Handicap, and a lot of these horses will be vying for a berth in the Newmarket, and here you will saddle up Mafia Man. I know you had a huge opinion of Mafia Man, and had he not had some little leg issues and other things, he could have been anything. How's he going?
Going really well, Pete. Look, obviously, with his leg issues, he's probably won't be the horse that we all hoped he was going to be, because he can't do the work that he needs to do to be competitive at that level. But he's a horse that always gives his best. He's had a quick little freshen up. I'm sure he'll give a good side, and old Joe, as we call him, he always gives us a run for his money, and he'll be competitive. Obviously, one or two smart young ones in that race is going to be hard to roll over, but he'll give a good showing of himself.
Race eight. Now this is the Class Two Handicap, a very strong Class Two, and so far so good. She'll go around. I thought she was an encouraging fourth at her first up run from a spell under lights in Launceston last Thursday week.
Was given a good ride by Justin Aymer. Gave her every chance. She really relaxed well for him, which was something she wouldn't do last prep. Sat him behind the speed, which was really encouraging. Went to put out, just lost a bit of momentum and hit the line quite well, Pete.
Expect her to run a race on Sunday?
Oh, I reckon she will. Look, she's come to that race really well, and she's enjoying the new environment that we've sort of got her in Audi at the moment. So, she's looking at being clean, and there's no excuses from looking at her visually and physically. She seems to be really, really happy and enjoying what she's doing at the moment.
Okay, and the last race of the day, race nine, you've got to stay till the end, Gary, and Brody's Boy. Well, he's probably worth staying for, because he's just a great little money spinner, Brody Boy. Never puts in a bad race. He's down the weights on the minimum, 54. Stephen Wilson to ride, and he's first up from a spell. What can we expect?
Well, look, normally his first one's always probably his worst one, but he had a bit of a spell from it because he had a bruised foot. But he'll hit the line strong, and people will want to follow him after this particular race, where he always gives his best, and always after he has his first run, he always is very consistent. And he had a 2 week break because of a bruised foot, but yeah, he's trained on really well. And race days, he's one of those horses, and he just does enough on the track. But he's a real courageous racehorse, and he's reached his mark, but he always gives a good showing.
Well, Gary, I always put you on the spot, and you always give me one. So, if you had to, what is your best of all your runners at Tattersalls Park on Sunday?
I'd say Three Crowns.
Lovely. All right. Well, get it early in the first, number 12, Three Crowns. Gary, thanks very much for your time again, mate.
Good on you, Pete. Thank you.